Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Longtime NFL player Willie McGinnis to the NFL Network. You can see Willie tonight on NFL Network's NFL Total Access following the Redskins and Vikings on Thursday Night Football. Willie, thanks so much for joining us. We're very excited about the Browns playing the Patriots. Hopefully the Browns won't lose by four touchdowns to the Patriots. I want to start with this. Baker Mayfield yesterday made a comment a week and a half after the game with the Seahawks, was still complaining about the officiating and alluded to the fact that the Browns don't get calls, especially this week. We were concerned that Baker is worried too much about the refs and not enough about the Patriots. How concerned should we be, Willie?
Well, I mean, anytime, you know, a player is involved in the game and they're heavily invested in every single call, and every single call can affect the outcome of a certain situation. I don't think one particular call can determine the outcome of an entire game, but there has been some calls that has had an impact on some games, and of course Cleveland has been involved in that. So the hardest thing to do for young players is to move on, you know, to let it go, kind of move on, try to regroup. And, you know, he's passionate. He wants to win. He's competitive. He wants every play, and it's understandable. But at some point, you got to get back to the field and play the game, and you can't let the refs dictate the momentum of the game.
Well, you know, there was a comment today made by Jarvis Landry that kind of got twisted and taken a little bit out of context, basically saying that, it got twisted to the point where he said the Browns were going to win the game, and people in Boston were taking it as he was guaranteeing a victory. And, of course, apparently Belichick told his team about the comment. Regardless of what Jarvis really meant by the comment, is that something, and you would know, that Bill Belichick will use, and will the team respond based off of something like this from Jarvis?
Well, absolutely. When a team's playing well and they're on the roll, I remember we were like, I don't know how many games we had, one in a row, and we were trying to find and figure out different ways to stay motivated and not, you know, not start filling ourselves in different things like that. And we took every little headline, every comment, whatever you can think of, to just continuously stay motivated. And, you know, Jarvis Landry is a competitor, and he's a really good receiver. And my thing is, what are you supposed to say?
Right.
The players don't feel like they're going to win the game, and they're coming into Foxborough to win the game, or vice versa, the Patriots are going, you know, into Cleveland, wherever the game is. I know it's in Foxborough, but I'm saying, if they're going in there and say, hey, we're going to Cleveland to win, what are the players supposed to say? I don't take anything by that, but you do have to understand, as a player, any soundbite you give a team or a coach that uses that as ammunition or to get his team fired up, however he portrays it when he delivers it to the team. Now, that's up to them. But, I mean, I hope every player in both locker rooms are going to the game saying, hey, we expect and we're going to win this football game, because that's supposed to be your mindset.
Willie, obviously you played defense for the Patriots for many years. The defense this year, now, listen, we'll see how it goes. It's only seven games at this point. But they're on a pace to shatter the NFL record for at least amount of points allowed in a 16-game season. Why? How are they able to play this well, this record-breakingly well at this point in the season?
Well, I just think, you know, one, that they've got the talent on that side of the ball. When Jamie came back, Van Noy is healthy, Hightower's healthy, Roberts is playing well, Bentley's in there. Winovich, I mean, they got a lot of talent, versatile guys on the front end and on the back end, for that matter, led by Devin McCourty. And when you can do a lot of different things on defense, when you can morph in and out of different game plans from week to week, you can disguise, you can change roles amongst players. That means every player is not doing the exact same thing every single week. And, you know, you got Belichick right now back at the helm because they lost their D coordinator while, you know, Stephen Belichick or Gerard Mayo, whoever's going to end up at some point taking over. But you got Belichick, and, you know, he's detailed. He's into it. He's to the point. He's going to eliminate and take away your biggest threat, and he's going to find ways to make you defend against things you haven't probably seen in a lot of different ways. So these guys are bought in. They're having fun, and they're competitive. If you walk in that locker room or that defensive meeting room, they're all pushing each other. They're all competitive. And now they're starting to hear it a little bit, so that's just motivating them a little bit more. It's exciting to watch. It's exciting to see. And you're right, what they're doing is amazing.
We're talking with Willie McGinnis, longtime NFL player, now NFL Network analyst. You can see Willie tonight on NFL Network's NFL Total Access, following the Redskins and Vikings on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, you know, Willie, the Patriots, you know, they trade for Mohamed Sanu. You have a second-round pick. A lot of people thought that was a pretty high asking price for Sanu. How do you think he fits in with Tom?
I think he fits in well. And just remember that he was one of the guys that, you know, that Belichick had on his radar coming out of the draft. And when I did a story with Belichick about the draft process on NFL.com, he stated that there are guys that he likes in the draft that he probably can't get, but he keeps a file on them and follows their career if they're productive. And he has an opportunity to get them, whether in the trade or free agency. He'll do it if it fits and if it makes sense. Well, this fits. They're a receiver down. They need somebody to go in. I think Mohamed Sanu is a veteran guy who is a tough tackle. He's big. He's strong. He's hard to bring down in space. He's like a utility receiver. He can run, you know, the bubble screens, the screens. He can run the speed sweeps, the reverses. And he's a good route runner. If you need somebody to go across the middle, he's your guy. So I think he brings a toughness to the team. I think he brings versatility to the offense. And that allows Josh McDaniels to do a little bit more where he hasn't been able to, because there is no Josh Gordon, there's no Cordarrelle Patterson. N'Keal Harry's not ready, so he's not out there. So you're limited in what you can do when it comes to the passing game.
Sanu can throw a sweet pass, too.
Yeah.
Willie, you mentioned Baker Mayfield before. He has really struggled this year. The completion percentage is way down. He's thrown more picks than he's thrown touchdowns. Last year, he was brilliant as a rookie. This year, it's been a big-time struggle. What's the difference that you see, and are you confident that at some point, whether it's later this year or next year, he will get back to being the guy we saw last year?
Yeah, and it's still early, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody's excited. Everybody's talking about, you know, just 7 weeks, and you've seen flashes with Baker, and I know he's so anxious to want to play at a certain level and play really well, and you know, I think he's very, very talented. I think he has the wherewithal, he has the mentality, he has the attitude. He's just got to get comfortable, and he's just got to understand he has to play a certain way. Has to be very patient in the pocket. Sometimes, you know, when you're watching tape, you can see that he's pushing. Where he wants to play the happen right now, sometimes it takes a little more patience. And when you're not used to just sitting in the pocket, being a traditional pocket passer, like he needs to do at times, it's tough. And that's a learning curve. That's something he will learn. But I think at some point, you know, once you show me that you can play at a certain level and you can do certain things, then I know you can do it. So it's just a matter of doing it on a consistent basis.
Hey, Willie, do you think that there's too much on Freddie Kitchens' plate? I mean, he's calling plays for the first time as a, you know, he was really a coordinator for just the last 8 games last year, and now he's the head coach and a play caller. It seems like it's a lot.
Well, you know, it is tough being the head coach, so you got to make sure your assistants are capable of helping you and being able to make those in-game adjustments and make the adjustments as well, you know, with you and to be more than one set of eyes. If you're a head coach and you're a play caller, then a lot of your attention is not going to be on the other aspects of the games, like the special teams or the defense adjustments, or, you know, with the O-line, you got to deal with the quarterback and the receiver. So that's just the NFL. I mean, this position and having head coaches be play callers wasn't invented this year. You got to have capable guys on your staff. If it's too much, sometimes you got to pass it down and be able to oversee everything. But you got to make sure the person that's calling the plays have the same feel of the game that you do, see it the way you do, and understand in certain situations how to call situational football. That's the only thing. So I'm not overly concerned with that. It's a new system, new coaching staff, a lot of young players, a lot of new players, and people don't understand. You can't just throw a bunch of players and coach together just because they're talented and think, you know, it's just going to gel in a few weeks. It's going to take time.
Willie, last thing. Adam Schefter recently said, you know, was speculating about Tom Brady's house is for sale and his he can get out of his contract this year. Do you think that Tom Brady has any desire to play anywhere but New England?
I think that's the goal. I think, you know, New England's been great to Tom. Of course, you know, he's a big part of the tradition and the history and the success of the organization. He's a pillar and the building blocks of where it all started. His relationship with ownership, the Kraft family, and Bill Belichick and what they've accomplished is special and probably will never, ever be duplicated again. I think at the end of the day, you have to also realize it's a business. And he is in his 20th season, and nobody probably knew when he took over in 01 that he would be playing 20 years in the NFL and playing at a high level and probably be the most decorated player to ever do it. So now there's other things that come into the scene, like your family, your kids, your contract's not there. There's things that happen that has to be worked out that you got to take into consideration. And I can tell you right now, Tom's not worried about leaving right now. He's not worried about the house being up for sale. He's not thinking about being on another team. His main focus, you know, from being around him and talking to him, is to be the best teammate that he can be, is to go out and be prepared, as always, every single week, and give his teammates the best effort every week in and week out. So for some people, it's news, and they get excited, and they run with it. But for Tom, he's in a good place. He's happy. He's winning football games, and he's still playing at a high level. And my personal opinion is he wants to stay and retire in New England. I just think that the business side of it has to be worked out.
You can see Willie McGinnis tonight on NFL Network's NFL Total Access following Redskins Vikings Thursday night football. Willie, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.